What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm still Keith.
I'm Jack.
And thank you for watching another special. You guys were
Oh,
right.
hold it. Hold it.
You were right.
Hold
I
it.
nailed the read-in on the last episode. At this one, I was starting to say, and I was like, thank you for watching another special episode. This isn't it's Friday. This isn't thank God it's Friday. Urkel's not going to learn a valuable lesson about caring for other people on this. And also, if you don't get that reference, you're too young. But seriously, thank you
Me too old, my dude.
for watching Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Tourist USA, where affordable doesn't mean cheap, and by guns.com, where affordable means buy two, buy in bulk, buy them all. Get more guns from guns.com. All right, guys. So last week, I actually tried to do a little bit of a hey, next week's episode, because it's very clearly the same day. Next week's episode, we're going to talk about an extremely misunderstood phrase and that you hear it tossed around all the time. Jack, what's the phrase?
Mission drives gear.
What the fuck does that mean?
No one knows. Okay, that's not true. A lot of people know what this is. This is one of those phrases that, because of GWAT, has gone from the military to the civilian side in record time. And what it kind of means is you don't bring extra crap that you don't need and that you select your tools based on the job you're doing. Unfortunately, people start saying this in the civilian side with little to no context about what they're talking about. And this leads to kind of parroting it and just being like, bah, 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 mission drives gear. Bah, bah,
People
bah.
use it to justify their choices as opposed to understanding what they're actually doing.
So realistically, let's lay it out for you. I don't know what your mission is. And I know what you're going to say
Right.
is like, well, Jack, my mission is to get home safe at the end of the day.
Okay,
Is
but actually
that's
define
a
that.
vague concept that you want to
That's
do every day, whether or not you have a gun strapped to you.
I wouldn't consider that my mission. Like, if you're like, what's your mission? Like, live a good life, care for my people, do what I can. Like, in no way, shape, or form did I say make it home at the end of the day. If that is your goal, if that is your concern, don't leave the house.
Yeah, because if you never leave the house, you never have to worry about making it home alive.
You won't be a th in threat to anyone or from anyone. Like, just you're adding a sense of like direness to this matter that I don't think is necessary. So instead,
Go toucheth the grass.
let's be realistic
Go
here.
outside, do
Your
a
job
push-up.
is, hey, do I need, I will leave the house today. I might go to work. I might not, or I might have a lot of errands to run. And then I'm going to come back home. And in that time period, I would like to be safe from random criminal violence or direct focused attacks. What? No, but Jack, yeah, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You just like to amp stuff up. There's no targeted violence. No. You don't understand. Targeted violence doesn't just mean that ninjas sweep in from your ceiling to murder you at night. I mean,
Only almost happened twice.
your cousin who thinks you owe him money because he's been on a meth bender for 6 days decides to come and take this money back from you. That
That's,
can happen.
yeah.
You can be
Or
a part of.
something that happened to us, Jack, mistargeted violence,
Oh, yeah.
where that dude chased us for like 5 or 6 miles in Detroit, probably because we were riding in a car the same color that and model that this dude probably had some beef with. Because when he saw who we are, he went elsewhere.
He's like, oh, well, these aren't the guys I wanted to fuck with.
And that was very fortunate. I'm glad he could see into the vehicle and make the decision that we weren't the two. But the mistaken
You could have a
identity could
very
happen, a
different
number
night
of
otherwise.
problems could occur. Your goal is to try and stay safe. Or it's the same thing as getting home alive. Is it though? Because does your mission change if you have family?
Because I know my mission certainly changed when I had family.
Yeah, does your ultimate mission require you to be alive at the end of the day, Caleb?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does, because as my wife has told me repeatedly, I am worth a lot more to my family alive than I am dead, which informed some of the choices that I've made. Now, am I willing to lay down my life for my family? Yeah, but that ain't exactly option A, you know? So there's, and I think,
excellent,
you know,
it's, Firefly reference, sir. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's funny because I was just on the She Shield podcast, and we were talking about contextually analyzing your home defense environment, right? Like, what's like my home defense mission is not shooting the wrong person. That's actually a higher priority to me, because I've had people come to my door at like 10 o'clock at night because they had the wrong address and they thought the party was here. So I have cameras so I can talk to them on my porch and be like, hey, young lady, I think you're fucking lost. You know, so the idea of, to understand the concept of mission drives the gear train, I think people need to understand their mission. And I don't think people actually sit down. And if you really wanted to do this, like you would for an actual military or law enforcement operation, where you're selecting specialized gear to go with a specialized mission profile, you would actually figure out what your mission profile is. What is my mission profile as a husband and father? What is my mission profile? And it's not always the same. My mission profile, when I hear someone knock on my door at 10:30 at night while I'm watching British Baking, is different than my mission profile when I'm driving my car home from the range. And you need to understand that these are all different environments, and you need to think about that. Because if you're just going to say mission drives the gear train, okay, well, does that mean that you have a one size fits all solution for all your missions? Do you have multiple missions? What are you doing? You need to actually think about your shit.
Yeah. Right? That's the thing. People just say, well, mission drives gear. And they don't go any further than that. They don't actually lay out their mission, like you were saying. They don't go into the concept of like, all right, well, what is my actual risk analysis of driving home from work? What is my actual risk analysis of going out for errands right now? Did that risk analysis change because it's the early February and it's icy and cold outside versus it's the end of June and it's hot and humid outside? What has actually changed in my environment? They're just parroting mission drives gear to justify whatever knickknack or doodad that they
so let's up or let's talk up. About a for instance, I know I have several family members that live near me that if they get a flat tire, they are going to call me. Okay, my mission is helping them. My first tool in that tool set is a AAA card. Because I'll 100% pull up, have AAA change that tire for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And if that's not possible, I got a jack. I got a lug nut wrench. We can get in there. We can swap a tire out, and we can make it happen. Well, shouldn't they know how to swap their own tire? Yeah, sure, they could. But they can also just call on me, and I'll handle it. Because that's part of my role in this family, is to help people with things like this. They help me with other stuff. That's the mission.
Here's a good example.
The gear for that mission, primary, having somebody else do it that I pay a very small percentage to a year, or doing it myself. Gear sets. There we go.
And a perfect example is something like that. And, you know, to take it out of the, we're getting into gunfights with cartelios. Let's say my dishwasher stops working. My primary tool for fixing that dishwasher is to take out my American Express and call someone who is a trained professional and knows what to do when pipes go bad. I'm not a plumber. You know, I can watch YouTube tutorials and I can figure some stuff out, but that's like my third option after paying someone to do it for me. And that's a tool. That is, my mission is to get my dishwasher working again and make sure that my house doesn't flood. And I'm going to use the most expedient tool to solve that. And in my case, in my use case, that's calling someone else and giving them money for it. And this gets into this idea of, everyone wants to have a universal use case, right? Like the thing that fits my use case is clearly the best thing, because in my life, I pick up 2x4s every day, or in my life, I live in a shitty neighborhood. Like, Let's talk about bad neighborhoods. I used to live in a terrible neighborhood in Pompano Beach. You best believe my home defense gun was different than the home defense gun I have now. You know, because different environments require different tools for success. So, yes, your mission should drive your gear train. But do you understand what your mission is?
I would say when we say things like bear, like I hear this one a lot and it kind of drives me up a wall where it's like, well, this is the gun that the average suburbanite needs. Or like this thing or that thing. This is the bare minimum. The bare minimum is no gun.
Yeah.
The vast majority of today's do not require any firearm at all. So if you're talking about like average use case, it's none.
It's,
oh, Jack, are you saying we shouldn't? No, I'm saying the opposite.
What we said. Yeah.
I'm saying we're already starting at like an outlier scenario. So let's consider everything that goes into that outlier scenario. Are you willing to consider these factors? Off-body carry is not ideal. I agree. But if it'll get a loved one of mine to take a gun with them, I'd much rather them do that than not have one at all.
Stacking odds. I'm stacking odds against this very unlikely but still possible eventuality. And if something I do allows them to stack the odds a little bit better in favor, okay, we're good.
Yeah, and I think the problem that, and it's such an easy thing to say, right? It's, you know, it's a glib, it's one of those glib phrases like slow down and get your hits or whatever that people like to fire around because they're not necessarily thinking about the answer, right? So, and the other thing that I want to tack on to this, which, you know, this thought has caused me an unintentional amount of irritation today, is the idea that you don't need to use the phrase mission drives the gear train to justify the thing that you want, because you don't need to justify the thing that you want. All right. Do you want to buy a great big F-350 crew cab dually and drive it around? God bless you. You don't need to justify it. You don't need to say, well, I might haul some 2x4s. Just buy it because you like it. I buy all kinds of stupid shit just because I like it. I made an SBR. I made a single shot 45 Colt SBR. I'm not trying to jam that into some sort of fictional use case. I wanted to make a single shot 45 Colt SBR that fits in a backpack. Why? Because I can, and this is fucking America. Go ahead, Jack.
What I'll say here is, when I choose any piece of gear, I want it to fill 80% and then be functional 10 to 20% more. Case in point, 80% of my driving is on the road. Now, I haul a lot of stuff. I'm a big guy. I have a big truck, even though I live in an apartment. But sometimes people need couches moved. Sometimes people need stuff moved. Sometimes people need their cars hauled elsewhere. And I also like the ability to have four-wheel drive if I want to go off-road a little bit.
Hang on. On the couch thing, there's no greater act of love that I can extend if someone asks me to help them move a couch than for me to say, let me hire someone to move that couch for you. This is my act of love. Continue.
Welcome to millennials who have recognized the fact that we are now middle-aged.
Yeah. Yes. So with that in mind, I know, despite the fact that my truck has four-wheel drive, that it's still on street tires, and there's only so much it does. I know my truck, despite having the big 4x4 thing on the side of it, is not capable of off-road like my friend's purpose-built diesel Jeep on 35s with, he said, a bunch of other stuff that I just stopped paying attention to.
He said a bunch of words, and you just...
Right. And, like, I've seen the pictures of the places he's taken his vehicle. My four-wheel drive is not doing that. It's impressive.
We have some dunes up here where people who have Jack's truck think that they have Jack's friend's Jeep. And then
buried up to the axles.
so
truck no move no more.
Well, how does this apply to concealed carry? Well, the gun that I carry concealed will get me around town. Will handle the problems and threats that I consider viable to worry about. but I know it's not charge into a room with John Wick and a bunch of other crazy stuff.
Right. And I think, you know, it's funny, you know, to go back to the car analogy, when I was shopping for a car, what I wanted to buy, what I almost bought was a ragtop Mustang. But then I was like, you have a 4-year-old. Well, he wasn't 4 at the time, but you know, I have to balance the things that I want with the things that I need the thing to do. And one of those was to carry a small child in the back seat. And that's a lot easier to do in a vehicle that has 4 doors. And an actual, you know, like backseat designed for people.
The perpetual back seats in sports cars are one of the most annoying features, I think.
Oh yeah,
sports cars. Like, just make it a 2-seater.
The only car
just leave it at 2.
The only car that actually had a functional, the only 2-seater or 2-door that I'm aware of. Honestly, the back seat in the Mustang is not bad if you're under 5 feet tall. Like, I find it cramped, and I'm short. The one that does have a usable back seat is the Dodge Charger, or sorry, the Challenger, because it's as long as the Nimitz, so you can actually fit a usable back seat in there. But anyway, I digress. The point is that the use case that I have for my car, for my life, does not involve carrying stuff other than, it really doesn't involve carrying things more than my range bag, you know, soccer balls, stuff like that. And I can fit all those in the trunk of my car. And my off-road demands, which I don't care about off-roading. I don't want to go off-road. That's not the thing that excites me. But what does excite me is liftoff oversteer. And I get that in my car. So these are the things that make people happy. And I really feel like we should all just try to go through life being like, hey, that guy's use case isn't my use case. Maybe I shouldn't care what he's doing with himself, but that's a different episode.
Let's circle back to something you hit on. And it's something that also needs to, you know, be gently buried, that you have to justify a thing that you want.
Right.
The fact that you want 100%. It is just enough justification to get it. You want to get that cheetah print Desert Eagle because fuck it, do it.
Bro, also, you should get it.
You don't have to justify to me how, well, 50 Action Express actually has this use case, yada, yada. You don't have to. Shit. Just because you're like, yeah, man, I wanted it. Fine. Done. When you start getting into these justifications, when you start going down the rabbit hole of justifying why you have this thing, and then the reason is nonsense, that's when we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
That's when it's going to come down to like, no, none of that's true. I need you to stop. If your reasons starts and ends at, I want this thing, cool.
here's my example of this. If you're like, oh, I carry a spare mag, I can still carry. So do I. Cool. Makes sense. Cool. I carry 3 spare mags and a backup handgun.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a touch over the top. Unless you want to tell me that you live in a Sicario trafficking area, which do exist all over this country, and absolutely there are reasons that you could end up living in one
and not even know it. Yeah.
I was
shocked when I lived in Sioux Falls to find out the amount of narco traffic that goes through there until my cop buddy explained to me, we are at the junction of 2 major interstates that traverse the United States left to right and up to down. Lots of stuff comes through here. And I'm like, oh, that tracks. That makes a ton of sense, actually.
I thought Scottsdale, Arizona was a nice part of Arizona until I watched that video. And then I was like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, right. Well, like, you know, talk about like carrying guns and stuff right now. I'm carrying 2 guns right now because in lieu of carrying a reload for my revolver, I'm just carrying another revolver. I'm like, whatever. I'm cool. That like tracks. Jim Cirillo. But I also don't do this every day because sometimes I don't wear pants that I can conceal another revolver under because you can't do an ankle gun under certain types of jeans. And I know that that Daryl Bulkey would just tell me to wear Carhartts all the time, but then Alex Sansone would be mad that I'm wearing cargo pants. So I'm just going to dress how the fuck I like, and sometimes I'll carry an ankle gun and sometimes I won't, which is the point.
Sometimes I carry a 17-shot 9mm. Sometimes I carry a 12-shot 9mm. Sometimes I carry a 5-shot revolver. I don't feel undergunned.
I would never carry a revolver, seriously.
But that's the thing. Some people
I just wouldn't.
So not to talk about a different show that I was on, but when I did this, the She Shield podcast, and the host Sophia asked me, like, she's like, so do you like actually carry a revolver every day? And I'm all, yeah. And she goes, I think you're the only person I know that does that. I'm like, you need to know more people, but also completely understandable, because it's not common. But, you know, and the thing that I talked about on the show, and that I've said on this show and many others, is that I don't carry a revolver because I think it's better than the GX4 carry that I have in my house. I carry it because I like it more. And in the use case and the mission that I have, which my mission is to live my life with as minimal intrusions, with my mission is to take reasonable precautions to defend my life with as minimal intrusions into living a normal life as possible. So that's where the revolver fits into that for me. And I'm sure that there's other guns that fit that use case perfectly well, but I fucking like revolvers. So that's kind of, you know, it's kind of where we came down, where we're at on that one. Guys, do you have anything you want to add to close this lovely episode out?
Mm-mm.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, no, don't. I'm in school right now. It's terrible. drop out, again, join the French Foreign Legion.
The hills.
Listen to me. I said,
go to a bog. Day,
you know what?
Become pagan.
2024, this is the
Turn
year
to a frog,
that you
sit
do.
On a leaf.
I want Chill. You out. Two reasons to do everything, for the vibes and for the plot. That's it. That's what you're doing with 2024. You're doing it for the vibes or you're doing it for the plot. Be the main character. Join the French Foreign Legion. Do something interesting. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Once again, thank you, everyone, for liking, sharing, subscribing. Make sure that you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can hit the subscribe button, ring the bell for notifications. And you should also go to – hey, Jack, we had a user comment, and I meant to address this last episode. Where can people go and sign up for the Gunday Brunch newsletter? Where is their option to do that? The newsletter that you told them to,
oh, I know, I know,
sign
I,
up for.
I'm trying to think about how to do that. Keith, find out the answer to that.
We are, Jack, we so have a website. Bad at this.
Jack, we have a website.
Yeah,
it
but that's
has
not
a
what
sign-up
I,
link.
That's not what I deal with.
Okay. Keith, what's the... Oh, is it GundayBrunch.com? Can they go to
yes.
GundayBrunch.com
yes.
and sign up for the newsletter? Yep. Go to GundayBrunch.com and sign up for the... Sign up for the newsletter to receive updates.
I'll sign up for that.
We're done.
Hang on.
Just go away now. I'm going to steal drink.
Go to GundayBrunch.com and sign up for the newsletter to receive updates on upcoming episodes, promotions, and content that's outside the scope of the regular podcast. I'm Caleb Giddings. Thanks for watching.